fam, this is Cam coming back to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe with more positive vibes as usual. Coming back to you guys with another podcast today. This podcast is going to be, it's just a little personal story. Don't confuse passion and pain. I did, and it messed with me a lot. I didn't know my passion at first was really to do motivational speaking. I didn't think that motivational speaking was going to be the thing that I wanted to do. But then, you know, I finally found my passion and it kind of spoke to me. I never thought that I'd be the person to really impact with words. I thought that I was just going to be the guy that just talked for a very long time and I was going to find my love of doing anything through art. And when I mean art, everything's kind of art, but art through just like drawing, you know, what most people know art for, and unless you want to dig deep and call art music and all that, dance and all that great stuff. But I really thought it was just going to be that, or it was going to be music or something like that. And I really fought the pain because I used to have pain because I used to think that music was really something I was supposed to do. I thought it was supposed to be it because I'm a good lyricist to some extent. I really thought I was supposed to be the person that goes for it, the person that, you know, the person that was going to be the it person for lyricism. And there are so many people that are better at lyricism than me. Trust me, I'm not trying to own the number one spot. There are people that grind and wait and work way much harder than I have to say some crazy, very intellectual and hit, like, you know, heart-hitting, you know, things to really hit the heart and make them think. And I feel like I still got to get there, just not even with just music, but with spoken words and podcasts as well. Use some different words in there to really spark the interest of a person's mind, you know. But yeah. Ooh, something almost messed up. All right, we're good. We're back. But yeah, don't confuse your passion with pain, because there was a lot of pain going on in my life, and I usually thought that the way to fix this whole situation was if I just keep on writing music, and it wasn't, because my music stopped working and it was like messing up. But this is just a whole journey that you're listening to. If you're listening to these in order, I want you to know this is literally like a whole journey of how I kind of found my passion, and it's stories. And I'm trying to relate with you guys to show that if you find your passion or have trouble with finding your passion, here are some tips and tricks that you can do to help find your passion. Many ways that I found my passion, I kind of just let God show his values through me. I kind of let God, you know, shine through me. And what he wanted was not what I expected, but now what I think I should do is usually be a motivational speaker and not so much music, but I'm still going to definitely work on music stuff because it's just a hobby that I like to do. But I think the main thing that he wanted me to do was most likely motivational speaking, because he thinks that I have a knack for that. I think I have a gift to some extent to really articulate my words and really speak to the listener or the viewer and really know when to make my voice go high or make it go low in a tone where it just combats with the listener in its ears and it's really entertaining and it sparks them to really listen and stay tuned in more. Oh, and a little heads up, all the stuff that I'm saying, I don't know if it's noticeable or not. I'm just letting you know that it's not written down. And I kind of go off the top of my mind when it comes to this stuff. I'm going to do a whole segment about that, about why I go off the top of my mind. Because I know people say, oh, you should write it down. Sound much better. Sound more articulate. You know what you're saying. You don't say, like, and all this stuff. But I like being authentic. If being authentic has to do with that, then it's fine. I'm going to learn my way to not do that anymore one day when I get to talk to a bunch of people. But for now, until then, I'm just going to keep on using what I know now. And this is going to be a growing experience, not only within myself to the listener, but with the podcast as a whole of us being connected. There we go. There I go with the ums again. But seriously, don't ever confuse passion and pain like I did, because doing that has really mess with me, and it's made me think certain things even though they weren't supposed to be thought or weren't supposed to be made, or I put too much time into things that I thought were supposed to be what I was into, but it wasn't really my calling. And Jesus helped me find my calling, and I'm just very blessed, and I hope that he helps you find your calling or makes it more clear for you to see that you don't have to always be blind or feel like he's not showing you, because he is. You just got to keep on looking and praying and searching. And I've definitely found it, and I hope you guys can find that as well. Amen on that end. But yeah, I might keep this right here, because I have two podcasts I was supposed to do, one about finding my passion, but this is kind of a little bit of both, about don't confuse your passion with pain and finally finding my passion. Because finally finding my passion is kind of one of the greatest things. It's one of the greatest things that anybody could feel. I hope that you find your passion. When you find your passion, it's something that is really, 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 really amazing. And I hope that you find it, and I hope that it's great. You can use it in a positive, and yes, I'm going to use this word, impactful way, as always. You know, continue to be great, continue to be strong, and continue to show the world what you got with that strength of empower that you got behind your craft. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless. Love you, each and every one of y'all. Peace. Continue to love. And I see y'all in the next podcast. Peace. Love y'all. You know, man.